And matter of fact, I told Rabbi Arek that I'll interpret the Rambam first chapter in the Talmidei Zoreh, which is a very strange chapter, and the Rambam's interpretation of the whole phenomenon of idolatry. What I think I had no time to work it out. I have it on here, I know what I want to say. Instead, I would like to experiment with another topic. When I say experiment, because it is something new. Perhaps it's not new to you, but new to me. I'll introduce you to Boston recently. If you study Tanakh, you study Chumash, you know Tanakh, you know Chumash, usually. Rabbanim, certainly. And usually we pay attention to the text, to the words, to the literary categories, to the phrase. We don't pay attention to the spiritual message, which is contained in every parsha, in every pasuk. Besides, I mean, pshutam shel dvarim, you know, Atzeret could interpret it in so many ways, in a variety of ways. But besides the understanding of the semantics of the word, of the words, the vocabulary, the style, I mean, and also the historical background, there is a great spiritual message, a kerygma in the Torah. There is an idol. And after all, I mean, the Torah is not concerned exclusively with Mitzvah Maaseh. She's concerned with our thoughts as well as with our hands, our thoughts, our feelings, our commitment. The Torah, that's what the Chiddush HaGadol emphasizes, re-emphasizes. The Torah is concerned not only with Chiddush HaYadayim or Chiddush HaGuf, but also with Chiddush HaGadol, the duties of the heart, and then the duties of the spirit, the duties which are related to one's emotional life, not to one's acts and deeds and physical performances, to one's emotional life. When to rejoice, when not to rejoice. When to mourn, when not to mourn. When to believe, and when to defy, when to surrender. And when to... I when to surrender, and when to claim victory, and so forth. And then ace, the Shlomo is six, ace, whatever, it's lapses. The Shlomo is talking about a terror life. A terror life includes not only embraces not only our external needs, eating habits, diet, our work and so forth, but our inner world as well. And that's the spiritual message. In my opinion, that's what Rishonim said, in every pasuk in the Torah, "Ema kol parsha parsha shebetero she'en b'tchiyat ha'mesim," Chazal said. What does Chazal understand the ha'mesim? In every parsha in the Torah, we can discover or detect a mikra, an article of faith, a mikra yad. So I'm trying to experiment to take a parsha, not a seder is too much, take a parsha and to try to discover that parsha. In these three hayadus, which are implicitly contained. I mean, they're not explicit, I mean, the Torah did not spell them out. But however, if we should examine closely the text, and the Pesukim sometimes one word or one oath or one letter, we may find a treasure underneath. As a matter of fact, I've been experimenting lately to somehow to formulate the spiritual message of Parshas in the Torah in Chumash. The spiritual message. I'm not speaking about translation or the halachic interpretation. The spiritual message. In a better sense, the spiritual message is to be created with halacha. Halacha is again is universal. It's not satisfied just with the body. It wants to think with it. To guide the spirit as well. Of course, if you take Bereishis, what's not, I mean, reflected in Bereishis? First, human destiny is reflected in Bereishis. Human triumph and human defeat, human greatness and human smallness, the potential of what a man can be is capable of achieving, and men's defiance of Yochel the Rebbeinu Shalom, his opportunities, and so forth and so on. Of course. And but I've chosen, I've selected just the first parsha of Bereishis, from Bereishis Bara until Asher Bara Nekimu Asrei. And then I cannot cover, I mean, every part of it. I don't have the time here, and I don't have the strength here, and I'm tired of it. That's a long shiur. But I'll just try to isolate a few ideas, a few thoughts. They're simple, I mean. The thoughts, I mean, are known to you as well as to me. But we'll try to formulate them proper way, and to see what is actually contained in the first parsha of Bereishis, which starts with Beis and concludes with Asher Bara Elokim Lafet. And I tell you, I'll just try to isolate a few ideas, several thoughts. Some of them are Yikrei HaYahadus, basically fundamentals of our emunah, of our faith. Some of them are ideas, thoughts, Ashkotet, of course, but they have great value because they are Tere Ashkotet. And Tere Ashkotet are very important, very significant to us. And this time, now I'll tell you something, now you know America is going through a crisis, youth in particular, and Jewish youth, I mean, is actually now in a stage of searching and exploring, and actually somehow they are asking, I mean, for information, they are inquiring, and it's very important, they are interested in the spiritual message of Yahadus, not so much in the literary interpretation of the Tanakh. So it wouldn't be any harm if we should, I mean, somehow find the spiritual message in today's, I mean, in the Parsha de Sedre, and particularly in the first Parsha. I'm not going beyond that. I'll limit myself just to the first Parsha. Of course, I mean, the first article of faith with which the Rambam starts is Mishneh Torah, and which is the foundation upon which our emunah rests, is, you know very well, what is it? Yes. But I don't mean it here. Bria Seyram. Of course, it's the principle of creation. Principle of creation means, in other words, that it is Yesh Me'ayim. Ex nihilo, Yesh Me'ayim. You see, here we are at loggerheads. We were at loggerheads in the Middle Ages and Antiquity. With the Greek philosophy, with Greek science, we are still at loggerheads with modern science. And there is no way how to somehow to try to eliminate that conflict or to reconcile. There is no reconciliation, and also, frankly, I'm not worried, I'm not concerned that there is no reconciliation. Because science absolutely has no right to make a certain statement about Bria. We believe in the creatio ex nihilo. It means there was nothing before. There was only a Kodesh Baruch. Aden Ilo Mashamola Biterem Ko Yitzur Nilo. Only a Kodesh Baruch. There was only one existence. And the existence was an infinite existence. Boundless and endless. And that's why there was no emptiness. When we say Ayin, it is just for the lack of a bit of a better one, of a bit of another seven. But there was no Ayin. There was only Yesh. Interestingly, that with the creation of the world, the Ayin came in. Somehow. But before the world was created, before the world came into being, there was no Ayin. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Memale Kol Almin, not in the sense Kol Almin, there were no Almin, no world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence fills out everything. There is no emptiness, there is no vacuity. There is no nothingness. And the contrary, there was only existence. So you cannot say before Bria there was Ayin, there was nothingness. This would be wrong, according to the Ayin. Before Bria there was absolute being, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know very well
the Rambam is obvious, and Rav Yehuda Halevi, and the Ralbach, and Krechtar, all of them, the Aristotelian school, which was accepted by the antiquity and by the medieval scholars, Aristotle believes that matter is coexistent or co-eternal, as well as Islam is a primal. Matter, the human, the chemot, our medieval philosophers called Chenerayuli, the human, it means the potential, the formless, amorphous, chaotic matter existed. And according to Aristotle, and the Rambam quotes him, so but frequently about it, Aristotle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a tzayor. You see, there's a difference between Yetzir and Bria, the Rambam says it openly. The Rambam, the Rambam, the book in Yud HaLevi, that Bria in Hebrew means Yesh Me'ayim. Yesh Me'ayim. While Yetzir means fashioning, molding, like the artist, what shall I say, like the pater, fashions the vessels out of clay, fashions. He imposes form upon something formless and amorphous. This is Yetzire, the Yetzire of the Chema Beyana Yetzire, the Tei Semachi, the Tei Semekatzire. But the material, the raw material, is not his creation. It was before me, it can be work, but not the material. That was the Aristotelian difference. As a matter of fact, if you look at the Medrash, one philosopher asked Rabbi Gamliel, Romali, tell your God who are the papers. Your God is a great artist, painter, but the artist painter, of course. He creates form, but actually needs the paint. He needs the paint in the canvas. Without the paint, without the canvas, he cannot create anything. But the creation expresses itself or is equated with fashioning, molding, giving form. Or she must have someone in saving, she theorizes. But they have the Chaymer Ha'iyuli, Teyu, Vaveyu, Vachishach, Vahua, Kumari, Mutahemes, they interpret the Chumash, the Poshach and Chumash, in the manner of Lorat, and the Teyu, Vaveyu means before creation, the day away by itself, co-existent and co-eternal with the Creator. Amar Yisipa Chuchet Arudare, Kulam Ksiv Ben Briye, even the so-called chaotic element out of which the world is manifesting, who has created the God, Tei Wadei Yishnei Marit, Sholem Ovei Rera, Peshach Yitzrei Rabe Rechishach, Malim Haru Shnei Hashemayim Vamayim, Lomo Shetzidu Ben Yorol. You see, he said, that with regard to the Chemer Ayyuli, the Psukim used the term Briyeh, Yashrayim. Later, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Chemer Ayyuli, which he created, took the Chemer Ayyuli, and molded it into a cosmos, into the universe. This is, we had a lot of trouble. This Greek philosopher, this is the Medrash mentioned that Rabbi Gamliel, I mean, he came across somebody who tried to argue with him, and you understand very well that we were confronted many times with those who tried to deny Bria Yeshmari. We are in the same situation, we are in the same position now too. No matter whatever, completely irrelevant, what theory of evolution science accepts, whether the one big theory or the continuous birth of the universe, or for instance the slow piecemeal emergence of the universe, whether the emergence evolution or the instantaneous so-called birth of the universe. But science will always say that as far as matter is concerned, particles always exist. Of course, science has no right to say anything, but that's a scientific problem. It's a metaphysical problem. And in my opinion, it's just as good as the opinion of Einstein about it. But however, we are saying something which the creation world has not understood that. Yesh Me'ayim. Yesh Me'ayim is a Jewish idea. World ex nihilo. Nothing exists. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything from nothingness. This is actually a Yisod HaYaris.
I'll show you that it has a practical significance for us. It's not just an article of faith, it's more than that. You see, in Yahadut, I want you to understand, we have, of course, Ikra Yahadut. Ikra Yahadut. We have principles of faith, articles of faith. I don't like the word dogma. Of course, I totally disagree with Mendelssohn in Jerusalem wanted to prove, which is now, I mean, what's picked up by the conservatives, Jerusalem conservatives, synagogue, and by conservative philosophers. The Mendelssohn's idea in Jerusalem, the Jews always place emphasis upon thee. I mean, we don't excel even in the realm of peace, either. Yeah. But they place emphasis upon thee, but not upon thought. And in Jerusalem, Mendelssohn came to the conclusion that there are no Israelites. It's not true, there are Israelites. No matter how you formulate them, or you define them, or you count them, 13, 3, like your leader already, but there are Israelites. But there is one distinction between our Israel Yahadut or Israel Adas of another faith. The distinction is that as far as we are concerned, every Israel Yahadut, every article of faith, is converted immediately into a moral challenge to life. And immediately, it is endowed with practical significance, or rather with a moral content. It's not only a theoretical matter to believe. Belief is translated later into deed, into reality. Every article of the Yidimu Israel Yahadut is not only a theoretical dogma, a theoretical statement in which a certain absolute truth is ascertained, but it is a moral challenge, and if you want, I would say, it's a moral norm. And which actually, summons man to do something. Or to realize, or rather to translate the article of faith into practical deeds. I'll give you an example. There's an article of faith, and I'll show you later that this article of faith is mentioned in our parsha. Ask me what. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates with the human being. This is a historic article. We say the Adas, Ram says, later, is to know, not only to know, to believe, to feel, to experience. I mean, Ram says later, he doesn't mean just knowledge in the sense of discursive thinking. He means more. It means the experience, to live it, and to be involved in that, and to be completely committed. Anyway, later, Shokeu, the God, may not be the other. Bestowed prophecy on some people. Of a human being, or communicate with human beings. Communication between God and human beings is a Yisrael Yahadut. The pagan world didn't understand it, not even the Christian world understood it. Yahadut. But it's not just an article of faith that we have to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates, no matter how far, how remote man is made HaKadosh Baruch Hu from God, no matter how the complete transcendence on the part of God. And an unapproachability, an incomprehensibility, he still communicates with an orbit. But it's not just a matter of faith, it's a moral challenge. Whoever knows the Neir and the Buchen very well, and even the Rambam in Mishneh Torah say, he didn't say it explicitly, but we find it, we know where he actually brought this moral challenge to our attention. It is a moral choice, a moral norm, because this is the toughest order. This is the ultimate goal of man. What should a man strive for? What should be the ultimate toughness of man? What should a man seek? The story says to be a philosopher, to be a scientist. The Rambam is to be worthy of the way. He cannot say to be a novice, because the final decision whether to communicate with that person or not is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is an irrational element in it. But as he said very well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not inspire or will not communicate the simple form and the immoral personality. And Ram uses here the famous motto, Kasher Le Yenabe Et Asher Vechameya. In the same manner, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not communicate with the ox or the donkey. So the man should prepare himself for the way.
And that's exactly philosophy of man as far as the Adipus was concerned. You see, how an article of faith is converted by the Rambam into what? Into a moral norm, into an ethical goal, into the ultimate goal at the end of the Tachlis Olam. So, the idea of Yesh Me'ayin is also apparently has moral implications. We'll see later what the moral implications is, and the Medrash mentions it. So it's not only a Iker Ayarus, it's more than that. The Tire is a norm, an ethical norm, Yesh Me'ayin. Now, however, to believe in the Tire Yesh Me'ayin is not enough. You know very well that the Tire uses in the first parsha Chazal notices, and Rashi speaks about it, the Ramban, the Medrash. In the first parsha, the Shem Elokim is employed by the Tire. Shem Havai is not mentioned, you know very well. In the second parsha, בגיל מעשי צבא ילפים ארץ ושמורים בואו שם את המשך. אני אמן את הפרפשן. All right, though, apparently it is the arrival of man בשם הבא עם הזה. The first partial already the world populated by man. While the first, the second partial, the first partial, the world has everything. But not maybe the exception of man. But if you take the semantics from the Lekim and Abai, the Lekim means Bala Kishis. You know, they're known for all of them. If you say a Lekeno, you should have in mind Bala Kishis, it means omnipotent, omnipotent. Kill your all power. If when you say a Lekeno, you have in mind God created the world. He called the world out of nothing into being. But a Lekeno does not say what is the relationship between God and the world after creation is being brought to a conclusion. What then? What happened then? The world, you know very well, the encyclopedias, you know, in the age of reason, they said, what then? Nothing. The world moves by its own impetus. So, then we have the Shem Havai. What is Shem Havai? What's the difference between the king and Shem Havai? What's the relationship between Shem? Semantically, between the king and Shem Havai. You take a look at the cosmos, the universe. You say the architect, the engineer, the creator, the maker of that universe is powerful. Powerful. Omnipotent. Kill your head. Nothing. There is nothing is impossible as far as it is concerned. If you refer to what when you say Elohim, to the original initial act of creation. Now let us introduce, let us just have ourselves a example. For instance, I see a beautiful building. Beautiful building. So I say, the architect, a great man, has imagination, he's an artist. He knows how to utilize steel and iron and mortar and brick and express to them an idea, a philosophy. So you speak about the initial act, but later this particular edifice, I mean, has no relationship to the architect. You understand? When you say the king, it means God is architect, God is creator, God is maker of the world. But that's all. Nothing else. What happens next? So, the Elohim does not actually, I mean, express the relationship, the post-creative relationship, you understand? When you say Abaye, it's something else. What's Abaye? What's Abaye? Hoyo, Eben, what's new? Hoyo? And because he has been the past. That's why we may speak of the world in past tense. Yehide, he is now, and by his existence, he makes the world exist. The year, and he'll exist forever. And by his existence in the future, He'll make it possible for the world to exist. In other words, what does Abai express? What kind of an idea? It's a natural relationship, continuous creation. Creation is not something which came to close. Creation is something permanent, heavy. It means the world is not only created by God, but it is sustained by God. It's maintained by Him. It is supported by Him. He bears the world. Not long ago, he said the human and the king. And there is an expression, pain in it. It means pain in it. So it's both iron lung. What means pain in it? He carries the world, upon his shoulder for the time. It means any moment, for his bow, for the fire, to drop the world, or to shake it off, the world will, to use the mama chazal, will return into nothing. It means after his bow, not only created the world, but it sustains it. It means the world exists because of him, because the world shares in his existence. Matter of fact, Chabad is beautiful here in the Chabad. We do exist because we share in his existence. To exist means simply the privilege which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has bestowed upon us to share or to part in or part it of his infinite existence. It is like, what shall I say, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Tzuri, my shadow. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu my shadow? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us. But protection not just from sickness, from nothingness. The fact that we are in Him, close to Him. Our existence continues because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our existence to continue. Or because He somehow, He lets us in, He permits us to participate in His existence, and vice versa. I mean, yes, He also resides in our midst. Very strange, you let the world reside in Him, and He resides within the world. And that's the difference. Interesting is the Rambam. You know the first Alokhe Rambam. The first I say that Bamuda Kochmei Leida Shiyesh Shem Motsi Rishayim Ruh Mamsi Tolminto Vepola Nintoyim Mishomayim Vohoret Leimintu Elo Me'amita Tumot. Now there is one problem which should be raised, and I would like you to raise this problem. There is something strange about it. I once had a debate about it with Professor Wolfson. He didn't know this. And because he didn't know this, he said things which were not true. Well, they're wrong. What is here unique about this Rambam? What is unique about it? But there is something which should, what shall I say, at least, I mean, arouse your curiosity. What is it? I can essence, existence, all right. No, there is something else.
You
mean the question, since it is the principle, the foundation, it shouldn't be counted as a mitzvah faith? That's already as being brought attention by the Rambam, and the Rambam and mitzvah faith said that the rich are the root is not to be counted. There is something as to the terminology. What is here? What is the terminology? Very funny. If I had written it, I would have used the same word. I would exchange those two concerns. You say that I say this, Babuda Kofme, Leida Shiyesh Shoshim Mot Tradition, Rubo Kol Nibro, Vechol HaNibro Yen Mishamayim Roret, Vilmah Shireneyem, Le Nibro Elo Ma'amita Tumimot. The Ram did not mention Briya at all. What did he mention? Mamsi Vechol HaNibro Yen Mishamayim Roret, Le Nibro Elo Ma'amita Tumimot. Why is the Ram playing that game? I mean, Brie is a word of Earth, good word. It's first for the comparison. Brie was in French words. Why did Aram avoid the term Brie and substitute it for it? Another term which is actually already a modern term, so to say. It's a modern term. Because Brie would mean just once upon a time, at the very beginning. That's not enough. That's not enough. Absolutely not enough. but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is steadily watching the universe, sustaining, bearing it, and keeping it from giving away. This is Malki calling. He makes everything exist. He bestows existence.
As a matter of fact, you know the Rambam does it, but before the Rambam already followed it, even though the Rambam had no knowledge of Tyler. It's the Rambam's right original. The prophet in Shlei, the Meshi and Kvad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what name to be, what tribute, I mean, giving. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Yeah. Aleph, Hei, Yud, Hei, Asher, Aleph, Hei, Yud, Hei. What does it mean? Rashi interprets A in Mitzvah Zim, A in Mitzvah Her. The Ram says, A, Asher, A, you want to know who I am? I am existence. Reality. You ask, what is reality? A Kodesh Baruch Hu. Oh, you're hearing me, that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If one does exist, if we say something is real, because a Kodesh Baruch Hu emanates reality in the story, gives me a present reality to exist. This is a steady, continuous process. That's why the Rambam was very careful not to use both. The scroll is a term which might be seen, might have been clever. And the thinking that's important is to know that God created once upon a time, and one time we act, and was engaged in one time we act. But what now, it's not a Israel. That's what I'm saying. But I'm no, not only creation is important, there's an issue. You were coming, you were funny. No, not only that's important. The problem is even now, the act of creation. What does creation mean? Granting of existence to a world which is not entitled. This is not people nature. You know very well, and you saw that from Muda Hochmet, the first letter from the four words, and the Shem Havai. You know that. And that's what the Ram sees in the Shem Havai. Not just the initial act of creation, for the continuous sustenance and upkeep of the world, clearing the world, paying the money. Not only the globe, he cares all the world. This is the need to have a mamita too much.
Did anyone before the Rambam use the idea of beginning the Lashon Tevis with the Shem Havayah? Because it's used in many Sforim afterwards.
I don't know. I don't believe I have not come across. Come back in there, but it doesn't mean it's
different.
But the Rambam is not out that the Rambam did it intentionally. It's not some cabalness somehow. It's just discovery. And the wrong, the Ram is intentionally, because that is the semantics, that's the meaning of Shem Havayah, not initial creation, but continuous creation, continuous fasting.
I'm here, Asher, here, Abash, and the government comes to him.
No.
There's a
team term also, hey, I know, but what does it mean? His existence par excellence. That's what I'm saying. We're going to it means no one can exist outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then it has a practical significance too. To remove myself, to sever myself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to betray him, to leave him, to depart from him, means what? Means loss, not just of morality, but of my existential status. My existence already is a shadowy one. It's not a complete, full, perfect existence. But its existence is reduced by removing myself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. According to the Rambam, what is the highest norm? What is the highest norm, Yadus? What is the highest norm? The Rambam in the book. What's the highest norm, Yadus? The very strange norm. What is the highest norm? Yeah, you mean Hashem, final, but as far as men is concerned, yeah, what's the highest norm? Two exists. Fully, completely, in the most ideal fashion. What does it mean to be attached to a control?
to simply partake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam says, here, מפני שידע הפרק, בית מתתיסי להתרע לא חיים בדיאל, מפני שידע עצמי, כזה קודש בורך הוא נורד עם צל, ידע הכל, הוא נורד בבריאל, שהכל נשמח, אילו לי בעבויות הירד, וזה מי שהכל נשמח לי בעבויות הירד. וזה מי, how do you translate English? Everything is what? Now, dependent is of an affection. Leaning on it. Not dependent. Dependent of it. Highest on itself or dependent. By itself or independent, we simply destroy the idea. Of course we are dependent. Dependence is not an art. There is chibur, affection, closeness. The closer a man is, the more intense his existence. The fuller is existence, the more meaningful is existence. Sha'akeu nishamela, everything, not only human beings, the entire cosmos, the entire universe, leans against him, clings to him, Bahavu Yosei, in order, not that Yosei does not mean that it is Bohu. If the existence of each individual clings to the infinite existence of a Kodesh Bohu.
Then why do
Rambam
use the word Yichud?
What Yichud?
Yichud would be better than this.
What do you mean Yichud?
What
do you call Yichud?
I mean,
Liyakha
is to really become one with
no one. No one. Yahadus never said one. There is a holy thing. The mystic. Non-Jewish mystic spoke of unyo metafizika. Of union with Yahadus never. Yahadus never. There is another word which you should have. You should have suggested. This basic. The highest is making, not union. Yichud, you meant Yichud, probably. Yichud means something else, you know, Yichud means Akadosh Baruch Hu, of course, we just celebrate Shkinat Zeres, on Zeres in the holiday, of Yichud and Akadosh Baruch Hu, and it's next to you meant Yichud. There cannot be shifted, there is no union, there is no merger. Yahadus has never believed in that. Yahadus in mankind come very close to Akadosh Baruch Hu, cling to him, be dovek affection, but there cannot be oneness between infinity and finite, between the eternal and the mortal being. The Yahadus is impossibility. It's an impossibility in Yahadus. But this expression is a very solemn one. Sha'akeu nismach elor bariyot. If there is a bias, if there is reality, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good enough to embrace him, and he's kind enough to embrace him. To exist means to find oneself in the embrace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sha'akeu nishmach elor bariyot. Now let me see, would you quote This is the Shem Abayim. While the Torah speaks about creation, the Torah says that this is the Shem Abayim. The Torah speaks about something which happened. That's a certain point. When the Torah concluded the story of creation, like this, the Torah begins to tell the story of man, because the second chapter is the story of man. And the Torah, the teacher before, I mean, the story of creation, the Torah is very careful to use an additional hand. So not only God created the world, but God simply gives the world, sustains the world, carries it. It's like a mother carrying a baby in her arms. And that is the similarly, you may find it similarly in the Sutta Kabbalah. A mother carrying a baby in her arms. It's one, the baby is different from the mother carrying it in her arms. Because the mother keeps on nursing the baby. This Akadosh Baruch Hu is the mother who embraces the child and carries it, the child. Yes. Will you find it? Will you find it in Tanakh? That idea?
Correct.
First of all, in Dublin. Where do you have it in Dublin? This place. Am Chadish, the two days of the Chadish. That is the conversion. We start out with Yisrael, with the Ephraim, with the Yisrael. We found in the Kabbalah so long ago, and we say, when we come to the conclusion, we say it's not just one time we have, it's happy to play to us. Once, It is Amchadish, Bitsugel, Beholding, Chavish, Migration. It's very strange. Eilom Chesed Yibane, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world because he's about Chesed, because he's full of grace, infinite grace, and Amchadish, the care of the world is also the Pada Chesed. Amchadish, Bitsugel, Beholding, Chavish,
Migration.
Baruch Hata Vishem Geitza, Nifeshim in the Meir. All right? But everything is ever. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu should drop the world, shake off the world, so first of all, before him, who will disappear, the so-called morphological patterns of creation, the morphological patterns of creation, shape, measurement, regularity, what? On the contrary, Cheshach was created. You see, Cheshach has out. The Rambam and the Rambam both say there were two Briyas. First stage was Briyas. What was created? Amorphous matter. But what do you call amorphous matter? Mayim, Peyu, Vaveyu, Cheshach, and Ra, the amorphous matter. Then this is Breishis Bor, the Kimas, the Shomayim, the Torah. Meaning the amorphous matter out of which later the cosmos, the universe, has emerged later. Then, as the Torah says, Vores, the Torah says, means was formless, that's how the Ramban and the Ramban. The world was formless, amorphous, chaotic, no regularity, I mean, and so forth. Everything intermingled, everything tangled up, I mean, Kei Vavei Vecheish Rav Nezei, Midrash says, Rikoni Yeshivei, formless, amorphous. Then by him, then Akadosh Baruch Hu says, Yehiyeh, already he appears not as a Berei, but as a Yetzer, as a fashioner, as a batter, as an artist, as the architect, as the engineer. However, Cheshach with regard to Eir is Yetzer Eir, because Eir is already means a regulated world, a lawful world, a world which is determined by the mathematical equation, or by the physical law, by the law, by the natural law, is Yetzer. But when it speaks about Cheshach, Cheshach is the symbol of formlessness, like Chemer and Yuli. It says, Ber Yetzer Eir or Ber Cheshach. Eise Shalom is again fashioning, because Shalom belongs into harmony, into a world of fun, a morphological world. Eise Shalom. Yeah, there is a king in the mountain. Because Ra is amorphous matter. Rabbi Gamliel said, Yetzer Eir, Eise Shalom, Teyu Vavayu Shalom, Eise Shalom, Uber Ra. So Rabbi Gamliel has equated Ra with Taylor Eir. So I'm here to say, can I say, Bere Amir? We're going to say, Yetzer Amir. Yeah, where is it going to? All right. Kikomu Lali, he may, are you know by heart? Because I'm living in the Romu Enoi. Kikomu Lali, he may, Kikomu Lali, Naki. Complete confidence, faith in every God. The way the baby being came. Which is nursed by the mother. Behaves to our mother. Complete confidence. The mother can drop him, so it means, then, it means death for the baby. The function. But there's complete faith. That's our faith in every God. Because what is the whole universe? It's not the baby being came. In the embrace of Akadosh Baruch Hu. What? Where else? Where is the partial chapter where the money of creation comes to full expression? That's the problem. So his faith reflects, radiates existence.
And we reflect, actually, the light which HaKadosh Baruch Hu radiates. And that's exactly that light is the symbol of our existence. You cast the parecho, you turn the face away, you go in. Try to see it. Nothing. This is a problem. Yeah, you know, I've always been saying that, and we don't know how to say it. That is not just, the Rambam says, not only the Hami, but later. And later means not just to do it every morning, to say, you know, man, shubere umani, they get out of there. Shubere umani, the whole abdul. The man with the famous shark, because both shubere umani, the whole abdul. Man means the continued relationship. Yeah. But later means more than just living. Later means experience. To live it, experience. To feel the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is enough. I want to tell you, this is enough. And it doesn't depend so much upon one's innate talent, bent of character, imagination. It's enough which one can be trained. And a matter of fact, perhaps, you should expand it to your belief there. This experiential moment. We train the children pretty well sometimes in observance of Mrs. Mikey. And mostly the children which is parents are observant and are beautiful. They're wonderful. However, what American Jews lack, they are stigmatized of American Jews. And as Baruch Hashem, we have a generation of us, just young Jews, very consistent educated Jews. But they lack the experiential elements. They don't experience Shabbat, they don't experience Yitzhak. I doubt them. They don't experience the Shabbat. They observe it in the government. They're very conscientious about it. But this living experience, this tremor, this inner tremor, this trepidation of the heart, or the poet in Hebrew, this doubt. It's a tremor, actually. It's lacking. And how can a Jew actually celebrate in Kippur and understand the greatness and the exaltedness and the beauty and the grandeur of the desert if he does not feel the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? After all, the main experience is to feel the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As a matter of fact, it's not, you may say, I'm a mystic, I'm not a Chabadnik, but a mystic, I'm a Kubo, whatever, I'm neither a Kubo nor a Chabadnik. People like it's not just William James on the street, very well. He speaks about the presence of the unseen. The writings of religion, full chapter, the word always, what does it mean the presence of the unseen? Experiencing God. As a reality. Yes, being right here in our midst. In our midst. And it's very, I want to tell somebody, you can tell if you're going from a pragmatic point, it's very important. Particularly, it's important, you know that it's important. When a man is alone, I don't mean alone, I mean the man is alone. And sooner or later, we get lonely. Sooner or later, young people are not lonely. Young people don't like to be alone, but they're not lonely. And by the elderly people middle age, don't, at the contrary, like to be alone sometimes. But they are very lonely. They don't like to be lonely. And loneliness can only be dispelled if you find a companion, not a human companion, no use. Temporarily, I mean, it's my alleviated grief, experience of loneliness, which is very destructive experience, discouraging, destructive. It's a very disjunctive emotion. And only the companionship of a person. This is something which we have to teach. Not just something you don't get it. Who taught me? I'll tell you frankly, I mean, they speak about grief. People describe grief, the grief consists of brains only, no heart. The kind of brain right here, and the other brain right here. No heart. It is not as strong as the people want. It's a very sensitive expression. When I speak about the religious sensitivity, that there are sensitivity in other realms, there is religious sensitivity in other realms. His experience was powerful, dynamic. He never spelled it out because he could never externalize it.
experience. I can't discover my experience either. He was a man, he never told people, never confided to people, you know, about his emotional life. Yeah. But he discovered and stopped and overwhelmed me, fascinated. And actually I received it, from my father, my grandfather. Enough for me to remind myself of the Shemesh Rehati, how the Chaim used to say that they didn't do. But you know, he was not invisible, right? But it used to be somewhere in Israel. It moved back in time, 1900 years, backwards. And he found himself for a short while in that Zohar, in that Kenya. And if you had observed, I mean, the change in his grimaces and expression, his facial expression, and his melody, and the melody, when he used to be, he began to say, Cold is the inside of my head, it's beautiful, but it is just now a vision, it's not a reality. Nigga Shakira Shalmachinator, so you got an energy to show it. After the day of all the Tomahu, Ashra, I was a cold day. Avon, Bachatainu, Rabin, Shalim, Shalim, Shalim. Now the reality is just the reverse. It's the reverse of that, how it used to change. From solemn, from the solemn, from enthusiasm used to change into sadness, into grief, into nostalgia. As a matter of fact, if you take the tune that came along, it's a tune full of nostalgia. That's why in America, you don't care when the tune that came along is a traditional tune. Oh, it's a tune of Eichel, it doesn't matter much. It doesn't matter much. But this is later. Alright? Now there is a step. We have Creator, Healer, Sustainer, Mother and Father of the world, and Seth. What else? What else? This article of creation includes. What does this article of creation include? Of course, it is the Creator, I said it so many times, it is the Creator, and it is the Sustainer, and the Keeper of the world. So he's also what? What? No, no, Yochum is already creation. He is also the master, the master of the world. I always say that. He owns the world. I say it so many times, I shouldn't repeat it. He owns the world. It's the Jehudis. Up to here, there was a metaphysical relationship. We spoke in metaphysical category. From now on, he's already a Jehudi category. Never mind, forget about it. He is the owner of the world. He is the master of the world. He is the Lord of the world. I don't have to quote too many passages in order to confirm that. It is perhaps the center of the heaven. The center of the central idea of the heaven. God owns the world. And the Shem Orat from the way of Sayyid of Yeshua. Sayyid of Yeshua. Kodesh. Huh? Kodesh. 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 Because his kingdom, the fact, why did he acquire the world? The right acquisition is based upon what fact? Abriya. Woman came to Bishrach Kele. Nima called Madoma Razedim came to Bishrach Kele. You know, because the material which the woman, the tradesman, the artist, fashion, belongs to the employer. But I could be more, but since he's a bearer and a yater, you see, the Jews didn't know that God owns the world. They didn't know. Because he was just a yater. The material didn't belong to him. The Hamer and Yuli, the healer. Not his, so it's a question of Ume Kenya Mishrachil, so they had decided that they were Kenya Mishrachil. In particular, you understand how well the Greek to live in a slave society, so the woman was a slave, so what difference would he have, I mean, to claim, the piece of jewelry which he fashioned on which he imposed form, he was a slave. Yes, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kenya Shomayimu. There's no doubt about it.
The concept of the first offering is about the 10 Nachas.
Correct! Rabbi Yitzchok. That's what Rabbi Yitzchok says. It's very acute problem now. Yes. That's what Rabbi Yitzchok says. The whole Breishis. The Torah of Breishis was sold for one purpose only. That the Eretz Yisrael has never belonged to the Eretz, to the Jews. Rather, well, the last 1900 years. You said that's what Rabbi Yitzchok says, of course. Yes. Yes. That's in Yahadut, that is not Hashem.
symbolizes. Elohim symbolizes creation. Havaya symbolizes continued sustenance of the world and keeping of the world from giving way. God Shem does symbolize ownership of the world, lordship of it, mastery, and interestingly, according to Chazal, who discovered it? Avraham. Meyeim sheboro deres strange mamar in God. Meyeim sheboro HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shelomei since the day of Bereishis. Meoyo Odom shekorei Adam. There was not a single person who called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adam. Aleph Dalet Meyeim. At sheboro Avraham, to Abraham, to Shemon Brach. Abraham came with Korei Adam, and Adam Yelikim, Matipari, and Yelich Aviri. Why is Chazal saying? Avraham called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adam. Chazal said, "The Adam Rishon should have understood that the world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If Adam Rishon had understood the secret, the mystery of Hashem, then the destiny of man would be a different one. Why would the destiny of man be a different one? Because actually, the head Eitz Hadaat is very strange. When you read Christian literature about Eitz Hadaat, you know, the head Eitz Hadaat plays in their theology, a very prominent role." We did not pay so much attention to that fact that baby has changed men completely. So what did it consist of? So they describe the tree from which Adam picked the fruit and ate as some mythological, some tree which is supernatural. The fruit is a mysterious one which changed men, corrupted men, so forth. Something a tree which is completely different from any natural, vegetation. This is some fantastic. The Chazal, in all naivety, asked the question, Eichochal menenu odom rishin ahoyo, what kind of a tree was it? The Chazal don't say that the tree on which little angels grew or little devils grew, as many Christian theologians say. Actually, ate the devil in flowers, odom rishin. Chazal said, once a schito, a slice of bread ate. Slice of bread, that's all? Chavama, gather a few grapes to drink. Another one says, pain oil. What is characteristic?
Yeah,
the natural tree, a tree, approximately coming every day, every minute, which grows in our backyard, which we find on the streets, in many orchards, in many vineyards, the plain tree. So it is the plain tree, so what is the answer? What is the issue? What was the crime? What was the sin? Xera, contra God, Xera. Before them, if called up on his boat, he wouldn't have committed it to the sin, the original sin, because he just was ignorant of one idea, of one aspect, namely that the Akkadish didn't belong to him. It belongs to Akkadish Bo. And the prophet says, we're all the only shepherd. Just in the kitchen of the Kalei, as a watchman. The It was quite natural for man. Adam Arishan was a bright person. Adam Arishan, even for Chavis, he was very bright. And then Chase and Evo and Cain, we all knew of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the Shushara, Chaneich, Enea. If they had called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adi, human destiny would have been a different one. They would still be in the Ganesh. Without the Russian spy. Yeah, we'd still be in the Ganesh. But the trouble is that no one understands. Elikim Adam understood. Havai Adam understood. But Adne HaChibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham Rama, Ad Hashem Elikim Matitani. He means he wants a child. And Avraham understood already that the child belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only the material world belongs to him, but the spiritual world. I myself, my body, my soul, my children, my mind. My house, members of my household, we are Kratzakir. That's what Abraham, and that's how Yehavit was initiated, and how Abraham proclaimed the world in new ethical code, in new philosophy, in the new Ashkatatir, the new worldview. And of course, and that is, you'll find it very strange. You'll find, for instance, in Vera Mabu, next to the time, in Batishoch, it's the Orbit Melis Yeriti. The world became corrupt. And Chazal, Asher, closed themselves, corrupt. But in Zorik, in Ohio, she has done it. Samaria, it's been done. Ashkosi means corruption. Corruption means sin. All kinds of things. And then, Ashkosi means corruption. Corruption means sin. All kinds of things. And then, but the Moller of Kamosh, why is Ashkosi identified the greatest with corruption? Then also in Nineveh. Nineveh, the city, the Greek, the sin, the sinner. And then they came and summoned them to the children, and summoned to the summit, and summoned, in a homeless Asher Bekabe. Why are you homeless? And the friend of Melech Nimes, and the Nimes citizens, and he committed many things. Should have said, Minachet, Minachatei, what Minachomos Asher Bekabe. Against homeless, very strange. Then you have the Mila. Vati Yedei Yashach Yisrael, Zimot Yisrael, the Tzik of the Beis of Yisrael, Actually, all Hatoyim are classified under the categorization. For a simple reason. The very moment, as I said, not only material world, the external world belongs to Israel, but I myself belong to it. My hands, my organs, my muscles, my nerves, tissue, my nerves, what do I say, my energy, my knowledge, everything. If I commit a theft, so this is the hand. I'm just telling you, as far as my own body, my own soul is concerned. The very moment I do a theft, I commit a theft, I lose owner, not ownership, the tenancy status, the right to use my hand. If I commit a theft with my leg, you know very well that the Yerim has divided Chatoyim, I mean, classical Chatoyim, in accordance with the injury of good. If I, for instance, commit a chest with my wrist, with my tongue, for instance, I engage in gossip, and I'm aligning with people. So I lose the right to use my speech. So whatever I do later, with the same organ, his ashek, his devil, his chest, his alternate. Because the man doesn't own himself. I could both all of it. He lets him use his body. However, as long as men abide by the agreement, the one believes is broken by head, so he forfeits the basic rights of the family. And everything is Asian. Whatever I do is Asian.
That's the concept of
Abdi. Huh? Yes, Kelibu Yisrael Abodim, correct. It's the same power share, Kelibu Koloret, given the Bishop and Matthew Mimadi, Kelibu Yisrael Abodim, the same power share.
Yes.
Huh? What?
This is
correct, because Ishek is the gem. Any chet precipitates Ishek. Because by sinning, I forfeit my right. to exist. The fact that I exist is Asher, is Larceny, is fact. My existence becomes a new legitimate one. Yeah? Now, do you have a question about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains the world? Of course, I mean, the quote of Tilling, Shayor, Bok and Akshi. But I'm speaking about the first Parsha in Bereshit. Do you have a question which concerns not only the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the same, but the Bereshit is all the thing that the Shema and the Zohar, and even the King of Yehid,
Yes, correct.
All right. Yes, I understand. If you interpret Rashi, it's not the way it should be interpreted. But that's where the Bieni Ibn Jenaah interprets Rashi differently. There is no doubt he's right. Even though Ibn Ezra has disagreed, he says that when you have two verbs in Hebrew, follow each other. So what the first verb is used in the proper, in the respective sense, you understand? The respective sense. And the second verb is used as an infinity. Ashaboro alikin. Lachis means ashaboro alikin vorasa. Kivayim azeh yechaper aleichem letayer eschem. What does yechaper aleichem letayer eschem mean? Kivayim azeh yechaper aleichem letayer eschem. But then you have no philosophy left. Yeah, you have always a problem of borrow and also, but no philosophy. The first one who came out that Lashis means to be continued is the Rebbe Ezra. The Rebbe Ezra. The Rebbe Ezra, yes. You are right, Lashis, okay. But I believe there is a problem. ויאר אלקים את ראי ויאר אלקים את כל השרות ונתי מהם ובן דין אנחנו נשבור אותה ויוכל כיף נקרן כל פעם בקראי שנפל את הן ביואר ובן דיבות ריו ביפור יציר או איפה יציר איפה יציר ובית בגלל בפרק זה דרך מאוטנטי something would have happened if the Shvoch had found the world in Nato. What would have happened? There would be no need for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to destroy it. Simply, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have done, he would have shaken it up. He would have kept it up. Tasta Panecha Yibo'elam. Correct, I'm coming to it. Tasta Panecha Yibo'elam. Yeah. Tasta Panecha Yibo'elam. So it means the world even believes this. But the fact that it's still a continuous, after it has been called into being, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu approves that. Prove that. Yeah. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to show him this approach, then the Yetzirah comes to close. It is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the sustainer and the keeper of the world. So.
We can't have to wait until the Yom HaShishi of Matan Torah is also on the same
time. Yes, the Rishi of Shalot is something, yes.
Now, correct.
It's correct in that. If he has to punish, he's not military. People make a mistake by identifying military. There is a great difference. And it's important to know that because we went through it every place. We have which we can't explain. It's a logical current we can't explain. But I'm not trying to explain, and what I can do, I'll never try to and behave. But however, we've got to say one thing, that at least we should find the proper term how to characterize the Ukrainian, the Hebrew-Russian people, the Holocaust period, era, how to simply to classify it, not explain, not answer the question of why, and sometimes the question of why, I don't believe the question should even be raised. But at least ask another question. What was it? In our current, in our category, in our theological, what kind of a speaker was it? It was not a speaker with a Sadiq. With a Sadiq is the English, and of course there is suffering, but not complete extermination, clearly, of what is there. Kloyo, we find the Kumeshon and the Dragati, Estaponi. When Nechi asked upon Ibrahim Ahu, the Oyo, the Echo. The words of Oyo and Echo are very characteristic and apply to that question. This is Hestapon.
Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him, this is a, what shall I say? What shall I say? It's a kufir, if I may use a Greek term for there, neon. Half being, half non being. I'm speaking in historical categories. Plato spoke about matter, it is neon, it's formless, it's chaotic, it's irregular. You cannot say it exists. If you exist, you exist, I mean, in an orderly fashion, the unfolding is follows a certain pattern. There are morphological designs in it. It is chaotic, say in the way of the Hesha of Nezeh. You cannot say it exists. On the other hand, you cannot say it doesn't exist. If there is something, say in the way is also something. So he coined the famous expression, neon, as being as non-being. We find it in Chazal also, such an expression, a similar expression. Half shed, half malach, and so forth. It means it's a tkuta hest upon it. A hest upon it.
It
is pastor from Echo Zipoelum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu began to cast the world in general and our people, the Jewish community, off his shoulder. It was disapproval by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember the disapproval of the Baruch Hu, his hest upon him. When he comes to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, then get his term. If he hest upon him, God, pastor from Echo, he had it. In the year of the nation, after the last upon the Lima, who was to be the result, the consequence? Goyo Lecho. Umutu, Tzoros Rabbit, Voice, Yehoyo, the last two words. Yehoyo Lecho. That summed up the tragedy. Yes. Yehoyo Lecho. This means that the Lord will somehow retreat and give back his job of being the keeper and the sustainer.
Why an anti-Yisira or
an anti-Yisira? Anti-Yisira. Anti-Yisira. According to the Chachmei Kabbalah, the elements of anti-Yisira, the free creature of a man, have not been completely eliminated. They will be eliminated. The Yim Ahu, the Yim Shikun Shabbos. And this is the source of people, and that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tasked upon Echol, turns his face away, is Yibayim, and he could try to have to heal it, he creates people.
Isn't that threat contained also the Achanatul Rigmaus of Benela Ezra and Hira Bishwoyal, when he tells them I'll often deceive their petition, lest he change the world back
to... That's what they were there, that's exactly what they said. This is Enish, a song of the Malchus was Enish. What's me the Tadim? Why? Because there is a reason for it. We don't understand the reason. But there is a reason for a song of the Malchus. What is the reason? The real data, the reason we don't understand divine justice, but divine justice doesn't operate with short periods of time. Divine justice operates with the centuries and millennia, you understand? So it's a reason. Who wants it to reason, there is no rest upon it. The reason which we more or less, I mean, we cannot digest it, but assimilate it, but we hear the reason. That's all about it. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Malachim. Do you remember it by heart? It means completely non-rational. Kabua, it has to upon him. If you don't want, if you try to complain, protest, then it'll be complete has to upon him. Has to have him of Lamarim, the same of it. It's exactly correct. Don't let what time is it?
I don't understand.
No reason to disclose. Yeah.
In theological terms, what is the founding of the state of Israel after the Hector flooding of the European
expression? You know very well that you find it in Manila and in Italy, on the contrary. That's the Panecha Yibayelon. That's the first book, I mean, you have it there. You have it here. The point here, we asked about the point here. There is a complete change, It's an about faith, actually. The Ashkoch has made an about faith.
Das du von Echel Yibayelun? Heite Bruchel Yigvon, der war Sorgen Yeshua. Basically, Mishen, der, der kommt Chazal, mir ist Hester von Echel. Kann ich doch nicht sagen, However, next, to Shalach Uchacho, you turn around and you face them, you confront them face to face, you reflect the light, and you can involve them, you have a shmi adam, you take the shmi adam, what happened? Now, let me, all right, fine, Now that the Rish is born a king of Hashemai Lutar, this is the continuation. You all know what the Targum said about Rish. What he said, what did he say, Targum on Rish? You were captain. Correct? Only the Rish is usually in captain at the beginning. At the very outset, at the beginning. Then the Targum didn't have used the word the Targum to explain the captain. The captain. If it's just a chronological order, if Bereshit Shemayim Va'aretz is just chronology, that Shemayim Va'aretz was created first, and then the Eir was created, and so forth around, so Rashi already was confronted with difficulties, and Rashi already said that the chronological order is not correct, because Shemayim was created and being the second year, the year of Shemayim, and now the Mayim Va'aretz. So Rashi was false, and it seems that he interpreted the process in a different manner. That Breishis Bore, Bore is not a fast end, but Bore is a participle. Breishis, Brei, a kid. So all it, I mean, at the beginning, before after this Bore, created Shemayim Bore, so all it is a thing of a day of a Chesha of Yusei. So that's the simply, you couldn't interpret it in terms of chronology, because the chronology is not, I mean, in what they're saying, in concurrent, the story of creation as told by the parents in the following circuit, correct? Yes. The Targum says you the Kadmin. Kadmin? What is Kadmin? In the Eretz Yisrael, at the end, the conclusion, at the end of his commentary to Kriyat Rabbi, has attended, that commentary has attended the Tudor. It's called Erechai. Erechai. I would recommend to you this book. You can see it. Erechai, you'll find it in every Mishnah. Following the Gurgon. What does he say in the Rekadmin? The Rekadmin of the Datar Mukhres has reflected Rabbi Abbo Safi. The Lamei Tshuei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bere Lamei Tumachi. When you don't know what our Dain Haniel is, Dain Nehra. How many worlds that the Eretz Yisrael and Erechayim says that this world is the fourth one. The fourth. There are three worlds, three universes. They were populated by people, by angels, by geniuses, by devils. We don't know. The Eretz doesn't tell us anything what happened to those around. But it disappears. Because at one moment in history, their history, after he broke down the house, he cast a glance, and arrived coming off in the conclusion, They are the king of the Kola Shavosa in the late days. The very moment of his book and the right conclusion in the Kola Shavosa late days is goodbye. It's goodbye. There's no world anymore. The Kabbalah, that's what he says in the Kabbalah. At the very beginning, not at the beginning of creation of this world, of this country. At the very beginning, long, long, long ago, after his book was created, Eretz Yisrael. And here is the catch. It means nature. What does it mean, Eretz Yisrael? What does it mean, Eretz Yisrael? What does it mean? Eretz the globe. Yes. And Shemayim means the astral world. The astral heavens, what you call the heavens. No, it's not correct.
Yes.
The heavens were created, the astral world was created by him or me. That's what you're having, the astral world. What does it mean, Eretz Yisrael? The Ramban says. Matter, material things, and spirit. We speak of a double dimension of being. We are not material. We speak of a double dimension of being, or a twofold dimension of being. In the one dimension of being are material things, and one dimension of being we don't understand. Material things reside in time and in space. They are temporal things, and they are spatial things. They have extension, they have duration, you know that. Philosophical speaking. However, the spiritual world, or the spiritual dimension of being, which is outside of space and outside of time. We don't know, we cannot imagine that. Of course, it's a fundamental reality. It's a kodesh bor, who gracious, bor, king, but a very strong has created two principles, two dimensions of being. One dimension of being, the shamayim, is the spiritual, transcendental dimension of being, outside of space and outside of time. The dimension in which this being, the spiritual being, resides, is that of eternity. Second, therefore, origins mean the globe. Origins means, the outer fringes of the universe. The outer fringes, the flying nebula, the two principles. That's what Rambam says. If you look through the Rambam carefully, you find out. There's a rebellion from that created. And all worlds, the mysterious worlds, the past mysterious worlds of the past, which have disappeared, and let's not say recently disappeared, have also been founded upon these two places. Namely, Shomai Lord, heaven and earth, not heaven, but heaven and earth. Just a moment, will you stop asking questions? Heaven and earth, that was the double creation, that was the constant feature, characteristic of all of us. And what happens, we don't know. In Kabbalah, it plays a tremendous role. You know the parsha, Shvira Sakelim. Shvira Sakelim means the world which could not be sustained. And do you know where the parsha, Shvira Sakelim is mentioned in Kulish Alti Kabbalah? You know that word? But, Eilam Lochim Asher Molchim Be'edem, Kerem Melech Melech Be'Yisrael. Eilam Lochim means those are the worlds which existed before Melech Be'Yisrael, before this world came into being, and in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has reached the covenant with our community. And according to Kabbalah, it's more than four. Once no, you'll count in a lot. You'll find out how many worlds. It's called the Parsha in Kabbalah, it's called Shvira Sakelim. But all worlds have a double dimension, a two-fold dimension of existence. Namely what? Spiritual adversarial and spatial temporal adversarial. Then what happens? We don't know. You know the gap. You see in Chumash, it's a gap. Between Bereshit Bara Elokim et HaShamayim et HaAretz, and one of the three of you, the three of you to tell us a long, long, long time. We are very curious to find out, but we can't. Then the Torah begins, after those worlds disappear, the Torah Kodesh Baruch Hu, God, who creates our world, is more or less at the same level, the Cheshach of Yisrael, the Ruach and the Kinnah, that is, of course, without Rabbi Abui, you couldn't have said it. Not even Rabbi Akabon could have said it without Rabbi Abui, about Shira Sakir, but Rabbi Abui. Amei, Shira Kodesh Baruch Hu, Beire, Elomish, and Akadaya, and Kinnah, and Kinnah, so I should say, hey, either half hour, but there is no temple. If there is no temple, why are you going to come to the temple? If it's not the temple, where it goes, you know. Yeah. The Lama, Shehoila, for the Yisrael, who bear the Lama, to the Chimon, Shemema, Veimea, Vein Hanyoli, Vein Lei Hanyoli, Shemema, Vayar, the Kim, and Sasha. And the matter of fact, I want to tell you, all the German Jewish apologies, the Orthodox Jews, that's like a prominent scholar from my name, in dealing with the problem of cosmic evolution, the story of creation, cosmic evolution, about shifting of continents, and you find tropical beings near the North Pole, and northern beings, polar beings, near the tropics, the battles, near the equator. So you see there is a question of emergence, there is a test of emergence, all German apologies, all of them, Hoffman, all of them. And not only interested, not only the Jewish apologies, the Catholic theologians who are confronting the same problem as we are, so thanks to the conflict in evolution, the Torah of creation, use the minor of Rabbi Yitzchok and the powerful kingdom of Catholic. This all the, you know, understand well.
You understand very well. And the Tiferet Yisroel tries to do it. Tiferet Yisroel, Amir HaChaim, tries to do it. Just a moment, will you put on your hand? The question is what bothers me. I'm not interested in that. I've never been an apologist, and I'm not bothered by those problems. The question which troubled my mind for many, many years, it was as follows. About a human being, you can say, he experimented. He had an idea. He wants to translate the idea into reality. He makes the one model, it's not perfect, he destroys it. He tries to produce another model, not perfect. Until finally, how long did it take? A human being, you can say, he experimented. He had an idea. He wants to translate the idea into reality. He makes one model, it's not perfect, he destroys it. He tries to produce another model, not perfect. Until finally, I mean, how long did it take Edison to find the internet involved, you know? He tried all kinds of material. Until he found the type of material. Yeah. This experimentation, I understand. This is science. Science is sort of experimentation. They highly, they very highly. Until a human being with his frailties and weakness and limitedness, intellectual limitedness. So, I mean, finally, I mean, arrives at a good result, a solid result, and begins to manufacture. He turns up at an assembly line and begins to manufacture. But a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Bnei Shalala, Omnipotent, Omniscient, the Ein Sof. Did he have to experiment? Say Bein Hanyeli, Bein Lei Hanyeli? And even the Kabbalah doesn't explain it. The Shvirat HaKeilim, all right. It means the worlds that are closed are actually according to Kabbalah to their Hayah. The Kiryat Lahan, they are closed.
Bein Hanyeli, Bein Lei Hanyeli, Bein Lei
Hanyeli. Yeah, it's a good question. Bein Hanyeli is a Bein Lei Hanyeli. Anyway, what did it? What did Rabbi Yitzchak say? Couldn't the Kaddish Baruch Hu create this world at the very beginning? Quickly. At the very beginning? Right away? When the Yahweh came to Kol Asher Ochel Teimeinu, why did he have to create worlds and destroy them, create a world which disintegrated into nihility until he created this world? The answer is, I believe, this problem. Rabbi Yitzchak already raised the question, why tell us the whole story of history? Why tell us the whole story? And the Rambam says very well. We don't understand it anyway. It's a mystery, it's amazing. It is just the Torah told us just in him in allusion, in a model, in a yes. So why should the Torah tell us something and not inform us? Either or, either the Torah should have informed us in the most, I mean, completely about the process of creation, or not tell us at all. The half soul, half metal. It's a mystery. On the contrary, the story magnifies the mystery. Enhances, I mean, this enigma of creation. How it was? Do you know? Do you understand? Mamutan and Locher is forbidden to inquire. So apparently, as I said before, in Yahadus, every article is converted into a moral challenge, into an ethical norm, into something which stimulates man and tells him either to do or to abstain, either to engage or to withdraw. It's a moral norm. And I told him I said, well, it's not just we should know that there is a way. Of course we should know. We should believe. But something else. Every man should believe that he's capable of reaching that level of the world. And he should work upon himself to be as excellent as possible in order he should be worthy of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, of the communication of which a Kaddish Baruch Hu. I mean, Kshiala Rosen in front of him is inscrutable. Discutable will and wisdom, we will find we will be less time. It's fear and defense. Because we have our lachta bitrocha. After all, our morality, our ethical system is based upon one premise. What is moral, what is not moral? The Torah did not say much about it. What is moral, what's not moral? When should I be broad minded? And when should I be tight? Struggle for a principle, where should I be magnanimous, where should I be comfort, be very pedantic, where should I rejoice, where should I be sad, and so forth, and we don't know. You don't have to live. You just observe what is wrong. What is wrong for the world, you should live. He damos lo que él. Y me cacho de él, damos lo que él. No vas a vivir con la rúa, hasta la rúa, hasta la rúa, hasta la rúa. De ande y la misma rúa, ni él. No tiene que ser esa otra historia, por eso. Pero la principal que tiene que vivir es Hebreo. Y la Hebreo es un salón de mira. Su casal se ve, dice que fue. Y si quiere ser das, la libre reche de Gali, la cosa, no me chata, la libre reche de Gali, la principal que es verdad, el mes rabeno, so I think that we should be Kedra Mason. And so forth. By Yasser and Kotl Seher, by our vision, is Mount Shalom. And so forth, Yasser. What? No, it are just few words, Arnach, few words in the Chumash Arnach, in order to translate, the act in which Akash Boch engaged into moral norm and moral challenge, correct? No, it is here, it has the both. One full parish to Yitzhira. And even the second parish of Yitzhira comes back to Yitzhira. You don't have parents, you don't have certainly. Mark of his ball for Yitzhak, and that's what he says. This means a man has got to be created. Creative, well, that's what he draws up. Creative, of course, man cannot be, cannot create ex nihilo. Very hard. Sometimes we have, sometimes we are under the impression that we don't know how to start. There is no foundation. As if the rug is being pulled out from under our legs. Sometimes there. But, and if men think it is, or you, it's impossible, I'll tell you frankly, that I think to Boston. But I mean, please, I'm not bragging and I'm boasting, but I have to draw my experience. When I came to Boston, with the idea of a yeshiva ktana, it was, as, what shall I say, as absurd as perhaps Yetzirah, vis-à-vis the favorite. You hear, ideologically, I mean, the man has got to be a creator. Right? How does creation of man express itself?
In a variety of ways.
So you have many mitzvahs which are concerned with the principle of creation and creativity by man. Namely, for instance, let the table or the shepherd's yitzhak. Oh, the newest oratory is sure. It means be a creator. Of course, he's not a bearer. Physically, he cannot be a bearer. But a man can be a yater. A man can be a yater in the physical sense. A shooter, like a disbor. The more head expression, not a shooter like a disbor for the night of prayer. You can be a yater, of course. And whatever you do, you can pass a shooter like a disbor. Without having even a power, you can back it. Yes, no doubt about it. Man has got to be Yitzhak, the physical thing. And basically, the mitzvah of Yishuvore and Kibushore is basically a mitzvah of Yitzhak. The Yat is really... Basically, a mitzvah of Yitzhak. The Yat is really summoned with Yitzhak Bnei Yisrael. Yat, Chedek HaVishon HaMei, Yat HaVishon HaMei, Yat HaVishon HaMei, there is a certain territory which was assigned to the Jewish people. That's Gokha is assigned to men in general. It's not only a challenge for the Jews, but for men in general. It's a universal challenge. The Torah is assigned out the Agode, and perhaps it's more than Agode. It means, for instance, we have nationalities which occupy certain territories and live within certain geographical boundaries. It means that particular territory was assigned by a Kodesh Baruch Hu to a certain group of mankind in order that they display within that territory, within that geographical bounds, their talents of creativity. And as Israel was assigned to the Jews. Yat is Mule Samin, we missed up the Israel, Kichene Kabishamani, Yat is Hebron Nachmos. It's physically, man is called upon, man is called upon to regulate the flow of the rivers and to combat disease,
And I always heard. The Tehran has never told us, I mean, that people should be tolerated. We have never thought in terms of this logical terms that people should be tolerated. On the contrary, we should combat people, fight people, eliminate people. This is one realm
where men should be trained. The modern realm, in particular, this particular realm, is very important to actually choose. Spiritually. Education. What is the meaning of education? So the mother can make some education. It's a non-fundamental. It's another idea of creating. Basically, man is the greatest creator who then he teaches others. I've always amazed with the talent of man, which is displayed by the talent of creativity, which is displayed by the rabbi, by the teacher. When you take one material, see what the child will come in the school, and she will tell the child. It is male on, of being as non being. It is a wild little animal. It's formless, it's amorphous, undisciplined, ignorant. So this is much different between the little child who comes to kindergarten and the little animal, or the little brute which runs in the field or the forest. The child. And still, little by little, gradually, and I always admire his initiative. I admire the teachers in the Lord. Right? When the boys come to me, they're foreign to their mind, sometimes cool, but they're foreign. There is a morphological design, they're already trained. They don't see me, But with Kanda, an American boy come, can hardly read, I mean, five lines. It's not vocalized, I mean, which are not vocalized. And little by little, they didn't feel ideas, names, nation, idea of law. Then tomorrow, see you solid out. This is fashioning the soul. This is forming the personality. This is full-fledged Yetzirah, which is perhaps on par with Yetzirah to Shalach and Yisrael. You see, I'm one of the one in Israel. The Chazal says that Dimu Shoy is not in the day, in the schedule of Chazal Israel, he teaches Torah to such little children who died before they had the opportunity to be taught in their likeness and in the answer. This is Yetzirah, this is great Yetzirah. Great Yetzirah. I mean, schedule. I mean, what is father and mother? I mean, the education, in educating a child, Yetzirah. Not there, you cannot be there, because the potential of the implanted back on his level. Jason, they form a personality, they create an individual, they train a spirit, they implant ideas which will blossom later on. This is it. There's no doubt at the Parsha Bereishis, it was recorded in the Torah in order of the challenge man. However, there is one problem about that. To create is not so difficult. Of course, one should be talented and real, devoted, committed, but it's not so difficult. To recreate is very difficult. To construct is easy. To reconstruct after my edifice in which I constructed for a long period of time. And after I have invested in that edifice, in that building, so much of my voice, my dream, my energy. And I'm summoning my sense to this dream, planning, and trying, I mean, to decorate and to beautify everything. And then suddenly, a hurricane or a tornado comes and uproots everything that is. And overnight, I find myself that my experience is cut. Then, is to recreate, to start from the scratch, all over again, is very difficult. It's not difficult to start out in business, a young man. It's not difficult. To build a business, I mean, and make sure that it's for it. From foundation up to the roof. But the roof, the curtain, when it's encouraged by success, we have hope, this. But if you build a business for a long time, and then suddenly one nice morning you wake up and you find yourself bankrupt, everything wiped out, whatever it is. That might be Rashi. The election catastrophe, well, whatever it is, it's the start of the novel. We are so frustrated in this film. It's extremely beautiful. And how beautiful the day is. You see Yomuch, Achicha, you know. The day of the faith, you have it. A poor man in your midst. No. You see Yomuch, Achicha, you know. Your brother will be rich and comfortable, but suddenly, he loses it. He knows it. You have your husband. What do you? He what? The Chazak Miyodi is not only likely to give him money, to help him, to give him courage and courage, to start all over again. I'm the professor. Interestingly, many people can do that. Many people can do that. There are some meetings, for instance, I know you should. We saw by, just by coincidence, got into a class. And he stayed in class a couple of years, 2-3 years. He didn't accomplish much. You know, it happens to him. Not because it's the fault of the teacher or the yeshiva. But sometimes I would say a clash between personality. And somehow, a certain Talmud, every Talmud seems to be a personal rabbi. So many, many brilliant boys have lost hope, have lost courage, and they're dropped. The more I love this, the mental is a different feeling. Why, after all, it's a feeling of frustration, it's not accomplished. It's actually created despair and through despair, hatred of the subject matter in which they were not vis-a-vis, which they have never been successful. They haven't been successful. This is again Chiyomu Chachi Choyimu. They have to re-study. There are the very difficult. The re-study, the reconstruct, the rebuild, the reorganize. I must say, if you ask me, what is the characteristic trait of Jewish history? We have a unique history. It's not a trait. Singular history. It's almost irrational. Certainly, morphological design which has been formulated by historians and philosophers are inapplicable to our Jewish history. It's not a trait. But if you ask them, what is their characteristic trait, the common denominator, through all scoopers, through all eras, I'll tell you the ability of the Jew to reconstruct, to rebuild, to recreate. The ability of the Jew, who imitate that Kodesh Baruch Hu in that regard. Very well. Who won the built beautiful world, based on the principle of Shemayim Ha'aretz, spirituality, and material existence, and the next day, lay highly, the world disapproved, the world was condemned, disintegrated, disappeared into nihility, after this Borgo Kabi Yochel, tried another time. The Jew also tried another time. The Lord tells us about Rabbi Akiva, that we lost the 24,000 or millions. It will be a short period of time. Actually, it has been based on the Lord. Based on the Lord. 24,000 Talmud. It takes a long time to raise one Talmud. It takes a lot of energy and a lot of, what shall I say, a spiritual power and dedication and devotion and commitment to the Talmud. To train, to be implanted in London and Ashkata Shalom. To do discipline in interaction. He made 24,000 Talmidim, and you can imagine, these were worthy of being Kadachi Talmidim, a great scholar. And within 3 weeks, and everything was wiped off, all were dead, and either they fell in, and the field of death were some historians want to say, or there was a plague. The plague actually was responsible for the death of so many. And the great Rabbi was an old man, very old, so that's how the Bar Kokhba debacle. He was an old, old man. And an old man gets very easily discouraged. And very easily, he loses hope quickly. Go you Elam shaming, the Gemara says, for stay over there. Stay over there. An ordinary man, you would have said, Chaval of the Abbey, but it's very mishakel. Start at Novo? I'm distracted. My age? It's impossible. But what did Rabbi Gina and Kina Church start on Lina? Not for 24,000 per minute. Don't forget, Jewish youth that I was destroying was completely exterminated. Decimated, exterminated. You see, the better catastrophe, Holocaust, reminder, Rabbi, the other Chumli family. Chumli family was not so terrible. The parents of life. Chumli family was not so terrible. The parents of life. It was terrible, it was horrible because of the police was December. But basically not too many were killed. Better was simply massacre at proportion unknown. It is reminiscent, Hitler Holocaust reminiscent, it might be that more Jews simply died during the Hitler Holocaust because 6 million Jews during better we have much more relations. But at the magnitude of the catastrophe, and the destructive character better resembles Hitler Holocaust. Hey, what's everybody? Boy, I'm ashamed. Hey, what are you? The air disappeared. There was no foreign, no order, nothing, spiritual world, completely collapsed, completely crumbled. At Shibboleth, you are the same as the girl. Do you know what you are? 4 people, 5 people, I don't remember. Because the healthy after relation. And he restored the crown to his pristine beauty. How he did it? We don't know. But the fact that he still studied at the Tibet, and the fact that they are listening to a brochure about the Hadith, is due to the fact that Rabbi Akiva did not say, stop! We imitate the Akkadish Baruch Hu. Bear the Lamed, Machrivan, or the Lamed. But, repeat the promise, all over again. And actually, and what is the Jewish history? We understand the affair in Eretz Yisrael. 1900 years ago, it's better. The Judean center was destroyed. We moved to Galil. How long did it take? How long did it take until Byzantium spread out and began to persecute the Jewish community? We moved to Babylon. And then, again, it's one Elam was destroyed. Another Elam born. As we show Hashim Sheshazeh, or Hashim Sheshazeh, Chazal speaking about individuals, I say about a woman, about generation. And then Babylon, and then Spain, and Germany, and Poland, and now America. Perhaps our survival is due to that. To their minor Rabadur. The Yahweh King, and the Skor HaShavot to say, hey, the Lamed Shehakad is born to bear a woman in Achrimon. And actually, it is just a moral challenge to us. So what are we doing now? Didn't it rebuilding, reconstructing? Chum by Grishu, Chum by Yishani, Chum by Grishu. Then the death of Dali, which was catastrophic proportions. And then Chum by Yishani, Ezra by Yishani, from the beginning. When you see Ami Ezra tell the Nehemiah, they complain to us for having made it so dusty, we cannot deal, we cannot direct anything. And so forth and so on. And that is the partial tragedy. It's the partial tragedy of Jewish history.
And privilege of presenting to you Harav HaGaon, Dr. Shmuel Bell.
the president of the Rabbinical Council, Rav Berzin, the president, the Rabbi Olam. Rabbi Olam is just as important as the Rabbinical Council.
I'll get there.
Member to the Board of Trustees, the Chairman and Members of the Board of Trustees, and friends. I'm sad I came late tonight. As a rule, I always love to come to the conventional rabbinical alumni very early in the day. As a matter of fact, it's going to be 31 years since I became so-called, at that time, the Dean of the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva Sabina Yitzchokon. I never missed a rabbinical convention. Twice a year. With 62 times already, I've been here. No, I haven't been in any other place. I count the convention once in a while. And if it weren't for our guest of honor, whom I love so much, Mr. Tanzer, I would have come there, you know. But last night, with that meeting of the board, as you, Mr. Karlsson, I'm a Luxman there too, they all know that terrible problem with labor relations. It's also part of my career. And I was told to be on the telephone the whole day to 12 or 1 o'clock. And Dr. Miller called me up and said that I should come here or not because